Mitchell County Safe Place, a domestic violence and sexual assault agency, has received two grants from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act earmarked for domestic violence. David Pike with Safe Place explains.
The first grant is one for elder abuse. There's been a recognition recently that with our population aging the way it is, becoming increasingly older, people are being abused that are in the elder population, and this happens in a couple of ways. We have younger family members trying to get hold of their Social Security check. Sometimes they will try and divert their drugs to illicit purposes, that sort of thing. And oftentimes elders are held captive by these people because they're afraid that if they object or protest in any way, they might be put in a nursing home. This grant is for about $50,000 for 2 years and will help us to train people who actually come in contact with elder populations. We're thinking particularly of the Meals for Wheels program, for example, that goes into the homes. We're going to try to train people to recognize symptoms or signs of abuse. The second grant we've got is a grant dealing with sexual assault. There was 7 grants given throughout the state, and we in Mitchell County got one of those. And oftentimes, we deal with people after sexual abuse has occurred. This grant is to try and do some education to young people in our community to try and stem the possibilities of sexual abuse before it occurs. And again, it's about a $50,000 a year grant for 2 years, and we're going to have a staff member that we're putting on board right now, and she's going to work with the school systems and others in the community to try and stop sexual assault before it actually occurs.
David Pike is the executive director of Mitchell County Safe Place. If you are in a domestic violence or sexual assault situation, there is help available. Call Mitchell County Safe Place at 765-4044. In Yancey County, call the Family Violence Coalition at 682-0056. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.